Now, lastly, I'm going to share kind of a sense of how I see the spirit of the cause. This is the cause and the faith that sometimes I find is a very nice way to share with people. I'm just going to share because I think it could be useful to people. God has once again moved upon the hearts of all humanity, and deep within us, the spirit of reflection and learning is bringing about a new understanding of truth. That there's one God. In our hearts, we know, though he is called by many different names and understood in many different ways, no one has a corner on knowing God. We know that he is, and he is one. God communicates through prophetic teachers, avatars, messiahs, etc. They come whenever we need to know the truth about our lives, our hopes, and our dreams. And they bring us to a new perspectives of love, justice, compassion, truthfulness, and honesty, etc., as each people's culture requires to become more spiritual people. Yet all are from God, and all bring truth. We know this in the deepest part of our being. There's only one race, the human race. And we are all loved by God. He has forgotten none of us. He has communicated to all of us. We are one people on one planet. It's really one country, one homeland for everybody. Racism is a sin before God. I know it. You know it. It's not in the Bible. Yet the Spirit tells us it's true. Men and women are really equal, yet different. If you don't believe it, ask your mother. If you still don't believe it, ask your wife. She'll help you to understand. And if still confused, ask your daughter. She will convince you. I've been through that. Science and religion must harmonize. Reason and faith are both necessary for us to be truly human. They must not be at war. Faith without reason is superstition. Science without faith is materialism. You know it, and I know it. The Spirit of Truth tells us so. Every child born on this planet is God's child and has God-given rights to be loved by the adult world. Every child is my child. Every child is our child. Every child needs protection and security. Every child needs shelter. Every child needs adequate nutrition. Every child needs adequate medical care. Every child needs adequate education. Every child needs opportunities. Every child needs to be free to express herself to the world. This is the truth. You know it, and I know it, and it's not in any holy book up to the present time. A society must assure and guarantee these necessities. We show our love for God and His truth by serving the well-being, the advancement, and the spiritualization of all mankind. The unity of mankind spiritually, economically, politically is the only way to peace and justice. It's never been possible before, but in this day it is. This spirit of truth that we are feeling in our hearts, that no caring person can deny, has a name. Baha'i. The people of the light, who do not curse the darkness, but bring light wherever they may be. Dear friends, I thank you very much for paying attention to these long hours of readings and commentary. It has only one purpose, to help to encourage all of us to take seriously the day in which we live and to recognize that particularly the people who are hearing these things, I think there's a reason for us to hear it and see it. I'd like to end with two quotes that we started with in the beginning as a final reminder of this message. Again, thank you very much for your patience. And again, This has nothing to do with being a scholar or having any authority. This is one heart sharing with hearts what I see and feel and what I've seen and what's so beautifully revealed by the Lord of this age.
Although ye dwell in western lands, still praise be to God. Ye did hear his call from out the east, and even as Moses did, warm your hands at the fire kindled in the Asian tree. Ye did find the true path, were lit like unto lamps, and have come into the kingdom of God. It is my hope that the breaths of the Holy Spirit will so be breathed into your hearts that your tongues will disclose the mysteries, and set forth and expound the inner meanings of the holy books, that the friends will become physicians, and will, through the potent medicine of heavenly teachings, heal the long-standing diseases that afflict the body of this world, that they will make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dead to come alive, that they will awaken those who are sound asleep. Rest ye assured that the confirmations of the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, and that the armies of the Abha kingdom will grant you the victory.
And finally, the passage that started the quest in the first place.
O thou who art enamored of the covenant, the Blessed Beauty hath promised this servant that souls would be raised up who would be the very embodiments of guidance, and banners of the concourse on high, torches of God's oneness, and stars of his pure truth, shining in the heavens where God reigneth alone. They would give sight to the blind and would make the deaf to hear. They would raise the dead to life. They would confront all the peoples of the earth, pleading their cause with proofs of the Lord of the seven spheres.
The people of Baha, Ya Baha'u'llah Pa. Thank you very much. I enjoyed the get-together, and thank you for sharing this time with me.
Thank you. And that concludes our course here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.